So let's just relax and breathe. It's good to laugh, and it's good to relax. And it's good to gather with beautiful people and play the games connected people play together, like meditation and laughter and great conversation and fun. I'm so grateful to be here. Appreciative of this beautiful day. Glad to be alive. So I invite you to take a walk with me through a glorious building. Perhaps it's like a castle to you or a mansion. Maybe it's a very contemporary office building. Some kind of structure that feels sumptuous to you, beautiful, perhaps elegant, comfortable, and easy. And as you walk through the building, you look around you and you see many things that please you. Perhaps there are plants, beautiful furniture, artwork. Take a moment and look around this beautiful building that you have created in your own mind and admire your surroundings. Bask in the beauty of what's here. If there's anything you don't like, you can change it with the blink of an eye. Want more windows or a different doorway? A comfortable chaise lounge or a widescreen TV? Whatever would make you more comfortable in this environment, feel free to put it in. And now move forward down a hallway and see before you a grand staircase, a beautiful stairway with 10 steps. We're going to go down the steps into a very special chamber that's at the bottom of the stairs. And as we go down the stairs, we're going to relax more deeply with each step. So on to the first step, relaxing deeply, feeling our minds and our bodies go quieter, allowing ourselves to relax even more, breathing and relaxing. And now on the second step, down, down. Breathing and relaxing, beginning to feel a new level of relaxation. Recognizing that you're touching a level of relaxation you may not usually adventure into. But this is a safe place, a beautiful place. And it's safe here to relax deeply, more and more deeply. Down one more step, and again, relaxing even more deeply. Beginning to feel almost like you're melting into the chair, into the floor beneath you, your feet. Resting comfortably, all of you simply relaxing, relaxing easily and deeply down to the fourth step, loving this stairway, loving this new sense of deep relaxation you're beginning to feel more and more fully through your mind. as your mind quiets, through your heart as your heart opens, through your body as your body just melts into peace. As we take the step down to the fifth step. And on this step, we just breathe and relax and take a moment to look forward. Because from this step, you can begin to see into the chamber that we're going to be entering shortly. And notice that there is something really attractive to you that is visible now through the doorway. And relaxing more deeply as you take the sixth step, allowing your curiosity to be piqued by what you see through the door. This is an amazing chamber that we're visiting. Relaxing and moving down to the seventh step, we go deeper and deeper. Deeper into our beautiful building, deeper into the state of consciousness where we allow our inner being to speak to us powerfully, to show us symbols and images and colors and play for us sounds that will speak to us of love. Moving to the eighth step, we are truly blessed. Now feeling a sense of eagerness and excitement as we go down 9 and then 10 and move into the chamber. This is the chamber of appreciation. It is a place where the vibration of appreciation is amplified. And it automatically is here to support you in appreciating. Look around and explore the things that are in this room. I bet you recognize some things you do appreciate here. Things that feel really good to you. You might even see people here. This is a powerful place of beauty and love. And so create a place, if there isn't one already, for you to sit or lie down somewhere where you will be very, very comfortable in this room. Could be a sofa, a recliner, an anti-gravity chair. Could be a hammock. Find a comfortable place to simply relax in this room. Anything you want can come to you here. The Chamber of Appreciation is a powerful place to enjoy and explore ideas and consciousness. Because it can help you focus on the positive aspects of anyone and anything. And since today is Mother's Day, let's focus on the positive aspect of mothers. And even more expansively to the nurturing feminine aspect that resides within everyone everywhere. Some express it more powerfully than others. And you see it in a mother tenderly holding and smiling at a newborn, caring for her baby with grace and appreciation. You see it in a dad holding hands with his toddler, excited by the exploration of that brand new pair of legs. You see it in the grandmother wheeling the carriage proudly down the street. You see it in the person who caretakes, an elderly person, as they touch with tenderness that individual before them. That aspect of the nurturing feminine comes out in us in so many ways. It's expressed through our relationships with our pets, through our kindness and caring to each other, our friends and strangers. And that nurturing feminine shows up also in our kindness and our caring as we allow us to care and love ourselves. We can care for ourselves more deeply as we access this part of us and recognize that we too are worthy of care and appreciation and love. So take a moment and allow yourself to appreciate this nurturing feminine energy that moves through all life. So now let's breathe and relax more deeply and turn our attention to mothers. Whatever your relationship with your own mother, whether she is living or has already reemerged into non-physical, there must have been mothering in your life, a nurturing feminine, whether it was present in a man or a woman, or you wouldn't have survived. Someone fed you, cleaned you, clothed you, sheltered you, held you, rocked you, burped you, and loved you when you were an infant. Imagine yourself as an infant and see that individual, or perhaps several individuals, who provided you with that special nurturing care when you were an infant. Appreciate that they allowed you to survive. Now imagine your mother pregnant with you. You are growing in her womb. It's a comfortable, nurturing place to be floating for a while. Simply floating, relaxing, deeply appreciating the heartbeat, the comfort, the warmth, the nutrition. Allowing yourself to connect with that fetus who didn't have words, but I imagine was savoring life all the same. In that place beyond thought, just feeling the joy of being. Celebrate being and the rapid multiplication of cells that takes 2 and makes 4 and makes 8 and makes 16 and multiplies and multiplies until the trillions of finely differentiated cells that make up who we are created. And then continuing to replicate, continuing to grow, and then die and be replaced and change. As life grows, so now look at yourself from this nurturing feminine perspective and see yourself growing from a fetus to an infant. See the nurturing mother in your life in those days. And now from an infant to a toddler. Connect, if you will, with mothers, grandmothers, aunts, and men who have an active, nurturing feminine in your past. Feel the ones that held your hand. Feel the ones that rub your back when you were sick or kissed your forehead good night. Feel someone rocking you in a chair reading you a book. And if you don't have memories of these things, imagine them now. Give yourself the nurturing feminine care that you wish you might have had as a child, nurturing and loving that beautiful aspect of yourself that is growing, looking at the world with eagerness. And think what you would say to a little child this age. They already know who they are. They already know they belong here. See that belonging and speak to it of this little child. Affirm for this little child that he or she belongs here, that he or she is dearly and deeply loved. That he or she is blessed in the unfolding of an amazing life, a healthy, empowered, beautiful life. And cuddle the toddler that is you as a little one, with that nurturing feminine energy that we honor this Mother's Day. For whether you are a man or a woman, you can see that preciousness in this child. And there is that within you that longs to care for this baby, that loves this little one, that sees the unique value of this one, individual among all the others. Love this baby. Love this toddler. Love this growing, independent child getting ready to start school. See how many skills have developed since the toddler stage. So much more mobile, active, verbal, quick, bright, articulate. appreciate this growth in yourself as a little one. Allow your nurturing parent, your nurturing mothering, to surround this child starting school with love. Allow this love to flow through any memories that come up that aren't of the best of times. And realize that your love today, projected to this child back then, makes a difference. Your love today can color your memories with love. Allow your child to start school and begin to learn. Well, continue learning, really. So much has been learned already. But learn in a schoolish way. Learning how to read and write. Learning how to do sums and about what science is. Learning social skills and interactive skills. Learning to play even better with others. If there's something you weren't particularly good at back then, go ahead and send love to that child and imagine that child having a different experience. Being open to new possibilities. For that child that is you is ever learning, ever growing, ever expansive. You are the leading edge of thought. You are non-physical in form. The infinite nature of the universe is present within you. So love this little schoolboy or girl. Surround him or her with the nurturing feminine energy that exists in each of us. Trusting and knowing that this love calls this child forward into a deeper experience of love in this lifetime. As you do this work, your past changes, your memories shift. You suddenly have access to even better memories than you had before. You remember encounters with the nurturing feminine in people all around you, perhaps in a teacher or a counselor, perhaps in an older cousin or a neighbor. Allow yourself to remember people who influenced your life. Moving up and forward, see those who believed in you, who were kind to you, who were gentle and caring in your presence. Bless the mother. Bless the divine mother. That nurturing feminine aspect of life that is within us all. Feel the many ways it affected your life. And allow yourself to mother yourself, to nurture yourself, to care for yourself at a deeper level. Our time went by really quickly, and we need to leave the chamber of appreciation now. So say goodbye to all of these memories, all of these thoughts, all of this love and appreciation you've been flowing in the last half hour. And get up from your seat and move toward the doorway, and before you, you see the 10 stairs. Begin mounting the stairs and regaining your normal waking consciousness. 10, 9, feeling a little more awake and alert. 8, 7, stretching a little. 6, moving your neck and your back. 5, breathing deeply. 4, 3, 2, 1, walking across the hallway, through your building, and discovering it connects right back here to the room in which we began. Giving thanks today for the nurturing feminine, recognizing that the Chamber of Appreciation is always available to you to help you focus on the positive aspects of anything in life. You can go there and relax deeply anytime you want, for it is a space in your consciousness that you have just created at my suggestion. For all of this, I do give thanks, and so it is.